Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God. God.
Stargazing a bit. Heading into the blackout tech about now. Seriously, if you want to see any stars, you got to get out early or wake up early, because the blackout tech can last for about 4 or 5 hours. And they seem to black out the skies so you can't look at the stars. I'm going to pick up a little bit where I left off last week because this time of the year is interesting. You know, I like correlations. And so there's definitely a correlation going on with the fact that September came and went, their big hype month, and it bombed. And now they have to look ahead and get ready and prepare for the next hype. And so, you know, they're kind of sending stuff out. You'll see all this stuff. Ex-NASA employee, ex-CIA. They're always exes, you know. I guess that's supposed to make the story more credible or believable. And they always start preparing for the hypes of what they have planned. Only they hide behind, you know, scientists and rebels who left the government and whatever. And they usually have a trickle of truth to them because they're trying to give people a little bit of foreknowledge so that they can say what we told them. They didn't believe us or they didn't act on us. And you know, when this goes on and on for years and years and years and nothing ever happens, this is where Luke 18:8 comes into play when Yahushua says, His comment is, when I arrive to earth, will there be any faith left? And I don't think he's talking about because people get exasperated and just give up, but it is going to get that wicked. And most of the earth, most of those that are good in the earth who are not protected by him will be dead by then. And so you almost have to shake your head, though, when you see that. You know, like, yeah, because they got so tired of waiting, they just gave up. But that's what we're commanded to do. We're commanded to wait for his return, to watch for his return. To watch for the signs. To be aware, to be alert. So anyway, I haven't seen much since NASA posted that article about 15 days of darkness in November, which would go from about November 15th to November 30th. I was waiting to see if anybody else was going to come out with anything, give us their big explanations on what they're getting ready to hype. But what I find interesting is that this is the days of Noah. If it is the days of Noah, we know we're there, we're heading there. This is the time that Noah was put into the ark. And October 30th, the date to be exact, he and his family were brought into the ark. And then 7 days later, it began to rain. So on our schedule, our calendar, that would be November 6th. They were brought into the ark. They sat there for 7 days before it started to rain. It starts to rain on November 6th. Then it rains for 40 days and 40 nights. And that brings us to December 15th. And if you read about the rest of that time period, in Genesis 7, it says, the water prevailed on the earth for 150 days. It prevailed on the earth for 150 days. It took that long for all the water to abate. Scripture says on the seventh month that the ark rested in what Bible scholars believe to be Mount Ararat in Turkey. The seventh month would be April. From November to April is about 150 days. That's also 5 months. Another correlation we have in Scripture with 5 months is the time that the locusts have on earth to go after all the people who don't have the seal of God on their forehead and sting them with the poisons in their tails. they're given the power that scorpions have on the earth. And scorpions are big spiders, and they have poison in their tails, and they swing their tail at you and stick their poison in you. I've never seen a scorpion, but I can't imagine. They're probably in Texas, in Arizona, down there in the dry southern states. But either way, this is a correlation that these locusts, these beings who come out of the smoke of the abyss, will have the power to inject people with poison. Now, some people want to correlate that with martial law, where forced vaccinations will be enforced on mankind. They'd be rounding people up and forcing them to take vaccinations. I've heard other correlations where the government will be able to be allowed to quarantine a person for 5 months. And during this time, they will try to enforce them or force them to take vaccinations. And so a lot of people correlate that with the time of martial law roundups and these locusts actually being military people on Earth being used to round people up. And, you know, I like the correlation because, first of all, I've always said, what's FEMA? FEMA's not a human organization. FEMA's an alien organization. The CIA is an alien organization. Our government has no control over the CIA. And they're not going to have any control over FEMA. And there's many government agencies, federal agencies, that we think our government has control over that they don't. CIA being one of them. And FEMA being another one of them in the last days, because these will be taken over by these alien creatures who will be used to round humans up. And, you know, you can call me crazy all you want to, but look what Hollywood's been showing you over the years. There's been several movies. I don't see them all. I can't even name them. But there's movies where they show humans being rounded up by alien creatures and put into these cities, these, like, prison camps, whatever. And, of course, the whole story is about the people who are running away from them and all that. Well, the storylines always get into love stories and all that garbage. They always ruin a good movie when they do that. I'm not the love story kind of person. Just give me the facts. Give me a movie without all that garbage drama. But that's the realism of it. That's the real, and they never focus on the aliens and what they're doing to the people. You know, it's always kind of like a rabbit trail, sidetracked off to the people avoiding it or trying to get their loved ones free. Tom Cruise had one, War of the Worlds, I think it was. You know, they never really focus on the alien aspect themselves, who they are, what they're doing, or where they're coming from, and stuff like that. The good stuff. They focus on the drama. But they tell you themselves. So I find it fascinating. Because I don't watch a lot of TV. But when I see something that was produced in the 1980s that I never saw, and then confirm something I've already said 15, 10 years ago. You know, I've been hyping the Orgone water as a way to liquefy these ugly aliens that are coming in. You know, the Orgone burns them. And I just knew the Orgone water would fry them, just put them in like an acid boil. It would be like spraying acid on them. And so I had my Protect Yourself page I put up back in 2012, I think it is, encouraging people to get water guns, super soakers, and garbage cans full of water and put orgone in them, get them nice and orgoned, orgone water. Because I'm watching this show yesterday for some reason. Nothing else on late at night. And it's one of these 1980s shows, and it's The Lost Boys, and it's about vampires. And sure enough, one of their weapons was a super soaker with holy water. I just laughed. I was just like, wow, they were releasing that back in the 80s, you know? Because it's something that the Lord had just led me to. Along the Oregon War, I don't watch half the stuff on TV. But it was confirmation that, yeah, the Oregon water is going to fry them. You know, the Lost Boys are using holy water to destroy vampires. Oregon water is the same as holy water because Oregon is his breath. It emits his breath. It's an emitter. A lot of people say, I don't know how to anoint oil. You know, if you're in spiritual warfare, sooner or later you learn how to anoint oil and anoint your homes and use holy oil. You can't even get people to learn a prayer to do that. They won't have confidence in themselves. It will become holy oil. I used to teach people how to pray over oil and get it holy and anointed so that they could anoint their homes or windows and stuff. And God isn't, Father isn't one that's complicated. Hey, you can fill up a garbage can full of orgone and put an orgone puck in it. That will make the water holy and righteous. And so, you know, most people don't want to pray. Well, now all you have to do is stick an orgone puck in water. Does it get any easier? You know, he's not a complicated simplicity. Very much his ways. So we have ways to deal with the things that are coming. It's just that people don't believe the things that are coming. They don't want to study them. They don't want to talk about them. And that's their own, that's going to be their own detriment because so many of them will be here during the times that are coming that don't believe they will be. They believe they're going to be raptured. And there are people out there shaking their heads. Oh, she's one of these anti-rapture people. No, I'm an anti-church prophetess. The Lord has stood me up to be his mouthpiece on earth. And I'm telling you, if you're sitting in those dead churches week after week after week, you don't have the truth. You don't know what the truth is because he is not in those churches. And so all of these people who think they're holier than thou, self-righteous, on their way to heaven in a rapture, are going to be the ones left here. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like me. But that's what the truth is. They're full of guile. They're full of witchcraft. They lead people away from the truth. Sing about being soldiers and warriors for the Lord. Why don't you want to meet some people who really are? There's a vast, huge difference. And you know what the problem is? They're very few in number. The Bible states that the first fruits rapture is only 144,000 people. So where does that leave all you Bible thumpers, wannabes, sitting in the churches today with your false religions and false doctrines? Where does that leave you? If the Father says the first fruits, 144,000, are found without guile, without apostasies, without being filled with lies, garbage, and false doctrines, that means they're not a part of the churches today. Hello? Because you couldn't possibly be a part of the churches today and be ignoring Sabbath, which is on Saturday, which is one of the commandments, y'all meeting on Sundays, preaching your false doctrines, preaching Paul. Paul supersedes everything Yahushua ever said in the churches today because he was false apostle, so they prop him up. There are a few pastors out there leading very warrior, truthful congregations, and I love them to death. Unfortunately, most of them aren't here in America. I've heard of them in Africa, in the Philippines, some of these other island countries. America is just so snowballed into apostasy, you can't help them. They won't listen to you. Can't help them. They already know everything. These pastors from these churches, they send me hate mails. I don't care what they think. I'm not here to care what people think. I'm here to lead people back to the Father. So we're in the time of Noah, where right now he'd be sitting in his ark with his family. And they're probably all like, where's the rain? Door's shut. They're all ready to go. Where's the rain? Where's the rain? You said it was going to rain. Can you hear it? I mean, yeah. He's probably hiding with the giraffe somewhere. So for 7 days, they sit there and nothing happens. On the seventh day, it finally begins to rain. Now they're like, oh, you weren't crazy. I'm sure by the sixth day, some of them wives are like, oh, just let us out. Just let us out. It's not going to rain. You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. So on the seventh day, it starts to rain, which is November 6th. And then from November 6th, until December 15th, the earth is pounded with water. And this is the interesting part because it says water comes up from underneath the earth. And if you read the Book of Enoch, there is a firmament of water above the earth which releases the rain down on earth. You know, where does that water come from? And on top of that, it's raining. We have water coming from everywhere. And it pounds the earth from up above, from the ground up from earth, which means there's water inside the earth. And we already know that. I mean, there's lakes. Carrollton, Ohio sits on top of a lake underneath the ground. There's underground lakes all over the world. And so we know there's water under the earth. There's lakes. So water's coming up, water's coming down. For 40 days, the earth is pounded. And it covers up to about probably 100 feet, 200. I don't know what this cubit measurement stuff is. But it covers the highest mountains on the earth. It's a global flood. It's not just local to the Middle East. It is a global flood. For 40 days it rains. So at this time, Noah is in the ark, and he's probably 500 feet above the earth, I don't know, floating around. And then in April, the ark finally, water's been abating since December 15th on. And the ark finally finds a place to rest on a mountain in the Middle East, in Turkey. And then the water keeps going down, 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 abating. 5 months. 40 days of pounding, and then 5 total months for all of the water to abate. I like the correlations because I always felt that we were here to take on the locust army, that this Orgone war, we weren't just going to tear down the strongholds of Satan, because that's what we've been doing. We've been doing that above and below the earth. We've been destroying his strongholds everywhere, alien bases everywhere, starships everywhere. But also this locust army, this 200 million locust army. And I always said the reason it's 5 months is because it takes that long for the Orgone to kill them all. So imagine if Father were to give them a false sense of confidence Because he can crank it, you know, the organ is like a switch. He can crank it off, he can crank it down, he can turn it up. Let's say he cranks it, turns it off, and allows them to come in. Allows all these alien armies to come in. Joel chapter 2 talks about them. Revelation chapter 9. Gives them all time to come in for 40 days, pounding the earth. And then turns the switch on and boom, turns the orgone up and starts frying them all. And after 5 months, they're all fried and depleted. Interesting, huh? So that would bring us to like April. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying I enjoy the correlations. It would be fun. I'm amusing maybe even. Because the first fruits are gone. There's quite a few people who've made correlations of the first fruits bride, which is 144,000 mentioned in Revelation chapter 17 or 14, chapter 7 and chapters 14. They're gone. Satan comes after the remnant, which is the seed, which is the bride. Goes after them. Interesting to note that in Revelation chapter 9 that the locusts go after all those who do not have the seal of God in their forehead. Well, who are those with the seal of God in their forehead? Because the seal of God in their forehead, if you read in Revelation chapter, I think it's 7. The first group, the 12,000 from each tribe of Israel, kind of goes into this esoteric explanation. People think it's their actual Jews from Israel, 12,000 from each tribe, blah, blah, blah. That's all symbolic. They're given the seal of God in their forehead right after the sixth seal. Remember there's silence in space for half an hour, and then before the seventh seal is opened. And during this time is when 144,000 are sealed on earth. They're given the seal of God in their forehead. And there's angels that will go around and put the seal of God on these people's foreheads. Now, in Revelation 14, it talks about another group of 144,000 who are already in heaven at this time. They have the Father's name written in their foreheads. It's two different groups of people, folks. Two different groups of people. The ones who are already in heaven who have the name of God written in their forehead are the first fruits, the firstborn, the elect. The firstborn, think of it. The firstborn, they are the elect. The firstborn are angels because they are the first ones created by the Father. He created the host armies of angels of heaven before Adam and Eve were even a thought in his mind. Angels are the firstborn. They are the elect. People think I'm crazy. God talk about angels in the flesh and angels coming to earth to be born as mankind and fulfill roles on earth. Explain to me who these angels are, the firstborn, first fruits. They're the angels sent here on earth, elect and the bride. Elect and bride are two different groups. Two different groups. And the elect are taken back home before all this locust thing happens. Those left on earth You know what it says in Revelation chapter 12? It says that Satan is given the power and authority to go after the saints and overcome them. It was in Revelation 13:7, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. The saints are still here. The saints aren't marching home anywhere. The bride, the saints, are left here. They are not taken in any rapture. Now, I know if you listen to the Masonic self-imposed gurus of Bible prophecy, they tell you it's all the people who got saved after the rapture. That's their excuse. No, the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say that anywhere. It talks about different groups of people, different branches on the vine, different branches on the tree. And saints are saints. And in Revelation 13, the Antichrist, Satan, is going after the saints. And he overcomes them. He has the power to overcome them. What's Yahushua, what's the Bible say about the churches of Revelation chapters 2 and 3? It describes the seven different types of believers in the world during this time. The Church of Philadelphia is spared. They're protected. The other church is protected. There's two out of seven protected. Five of them are left here to be sanctified on earth because their faith is not found perfect. These are the ones that Satan will overcome. And they will have to show their true faith and love and loyalty to the Father by giving up their lives, by refusing to worship Satan as God, by refusing his mark, Interon, their neighbor, his mark, number, name, Interon, their right hand or forehead. They have to totally rebel against Lucifer and his la-la kingdom he's going to try to establish on earth. And many will end up dying, giving up their lives because of this rebellion against him. That's the future of most of the saints, the bulk, the majority of saints in the world today. Because they're sitting in the whores of Babylon. They refuse to come out of them. They refuse to seek the Father for truth. They have no love for the truth. It's not the fact that they don't have truth. It's that they have no love for it. They don't want to hear it. You know, when you're doing something wrong, and you keep doing it the wrong way, and then you hear, this is the right way to do it, you stop doing it the wrong way, and you start doing it the right way. That's common sense, but that's not what goes on. That's not what's happening. People don't want to hear the right way because they don't have a love for the truth. They have a love for tradition. We've always believed that. Our pastor has always said that. That's what my mom believed. That's what her mom believed. I love this one because that's what my husband believes. Who are these women? What rock do they crawl out of that they, everything out of their mouth is what their husbands? Are your husbands going to stand in your shoes on Judgment Day? Don't hide. You can't hide behind anybody, people. You have to stand in your own shoes. You have to put on your own big boy pants. You're going to be held accountable. You're the one that's going to go through judgment. Out of the millions on earth who profess to be Christians, the Father's only going to save 288,000, boom, protected. got 144,000 sealed on earth. 144,000 who were taken to heaven, and his name is written on their foreheads. That's 288. You have the Church of Philadelphia, and I believe the Church of one of the other ones right below Philadelphia that are protected. Those are types of believers. And then the rest are thrown into judgment. It would be interesting if this was the time that there was a locust invasion on Earth, that we were going to witness the sixth seal, have the sixth seal played out, great earthquake, and then the sealing of the 144,000. In the Bible codes, it's called stamping. There's a stamping that takes place. Call it a stamp. And realize it's just a terminology thing here. But it's not a writing. I mean, that's two different things. Obviously, if someone writes their name on you or takes a stamp and stamps you with something, it's two different things. So clearly two different groups of people. There's a stamping coming up. I was reading one of Watchman X's, Stuart Harrison's articles he gave me years ago. And he used to be a co-host on The Edge. And me and him used to talk back and forth quite a bit. I don't know whatever happened to Stuart. I haven't talked to him in ages. He was over in Europe, and he used to like to break down the whole locust invasion thing. In fact, I have some of his articles on my website, sherryschreiner.com. It was some of the best stuff I'd ever seen written because he used all of my own material and then went to the Father and asked for clarifications. Because there's different correlations and different analogies, many layers upon layers of just one scripture. One scripture can mean several different things. You never know which route it's going to go until something happens. But he believed that the star in Revelation chapter 9 was the Shema star that I've been talking about so much. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. This is Revelation chapter 9. He believed that that star was the Shema star. Because I've always told you that is Satan's temple. Satan has a huge temple, a palace on that star. It is Maitreya's home ground, his home starship. This Islamic beast planning to come to Earth. And I've talked about how this Shiva ship is going to crash. And of course it's been a lot longer than I thought it would be. Caught on fire in 2008, from burning since. If you look at it now, it's just a red dot in the sky. It's getting ready to split and crash, folks. When I see that in the codes, I see the splitting. Splitting. And I don't know, is it talking about Shema? Are we talking about the veil, the partition that covers the earth? That CERN is going to bust a doorway, a portal through? You know, there's different scenarios that can go on with just one term, splitting. You don't know exactly which event it's talking about. But I've always felt that Shema would split in half and crash to the earth. And interestingly, since I've been talking about that since 2008, 2009, every spring, the government prepares for something to hit the Atlantic Ocean. They pull all their naval ships out of Virginia, off the East Coast, and they move them out and around, almost like they're preparing for something to hit the Atlantic Ocean. And they've even been springing stuff over the years about how they expect a comet to hit the Atlantic Ocean. And then they even have false flags set up to where they can nuke the Atlantic Ocean to maybe claim that, hey, a comet hit, and here they just nuked it. I've always felt when SEMA split, maybe half of it goes to the Atlantic and half of it goes to the Great Lakes. Because it's sitting over the Great Lakes. It's sitting over there. It's sitting over that way. It's north. It's not east. It's north. So interesting. It actually is northeast. It's dead east. But it's over the Great Lakes area. I don't think it's close enough to the Atlantic. It would almost have to start falling in a lateral direction and keep going way east to hit the Atlantic. Or it just dumps right into one of the Great Lakes, like Michigan, Lake Huron, like I've thought it would. Either way, the falling of the star could very well correlate with the arrival of the 200 million locust army. Now, some people believe that this is just military people on Earth, NATO troops. You know, they've been filling underground bases for years here in America with Chinese, Russian, and German troops. And now Obama's bussing in thousands of Muslims. And to stir every kind of different type of being in the pot as possible, and then just light it on fire and let the explosion begin. First of all, the Antichrist will be Islamic. They all worship Allah. Allah is not the God of the Bible. Allah is not the God and creator of the universe. Allah is one of Satan's beings. See, back in the day, there were many demigods that rose up to prominence, and the people would worship them as gods because they had supernatural powers. They were hybrids. This is how the Asian races even began. If you look at their dynasties, they were started from hybrid Nephilim beings. They were Nephilim. And they would worship these creatures as gods. These beings still exist today, in space, albeit. The New Agers call this the Ashtar Command. They have the Ashtar Council. They have many of their offspring throughout space. They live on starships above the Earth. This isn't all science fiction, folks. There's a lot of truth to this stuff. There's no such thing as fiction. How can you imagine, even begin to imagine something that's never existed? It'd be kind of hard, do you think? I don't think there's anything as fiction and imagination. I think everything we've ever seen or known that we thought was just silly fiction was actually a reality at some point. Satan was crossbreeding animals for years. A unicorn? Sure, you bet. No problem. He spent a million years trying to create man, and he got the Neanderthals and the cavemen and then all these different types of beings. But they were never the perfect creation that Father created with Adam. Because Adam was created with his own very breath. And Satan can never duplicate that. And there's also the blueprint of mankind. It's 22:33 something. I have it written in my articles I wrote 15 years ago probably about the blueprint of mankind. It was how many parts of the brain or the spinal cord or something, I don't even remember. But Satan's never been able to duplicate it, ever. Because the one part that gives man a soul is God's very breath. And that's one thing that Lucifer will never have. God breathed into Adam, into his nostrils, and gave him life. The imprint of his own DNA. Satan can't duplicate that. But he's been piddling for tens of thousands of years trying to be God. All he does is take something that's already created and then tries to recreate something out of that. He's never created anything on his own, because everything he's ever taken has already been something created by Father. He can't create anything out of thin air. The Father created a whole universe out of thin air. Satan has no real power. And yet there's many who will worship him as God just so they can go cash their paycheck and fill cars up with gas. See his statue on TV and they're sitting standing in fast food checkout and they'll worship. They'll bow their allegiance to him. These times are coming. Do you ever notice they're putting up TV screens everywhere? Do you ever wonder how they're going to enforce that everybody worships the beast as stated in Revelation 13? It's not people who don't get his name, number, that are killed. It's people who refuse to worship him. So if you're standing somewhere in a store and it's time to worship the beast, and you refuse to do it, probably what do these Muslims do, morning, noon, and evening prayers and all that, and you refuse to participate in that, you will be killed on the spot. Now the Father says, anyone who gets his name, number, or image in around their right hand or forehead will be killed. They're not worthy of heaven. They won't be allowed entrance into heaven. They won't be killed by Lucifer, but they won't be allowed entrance into heaven. Be killed by the Father, judged by him. Because in Revelation 13, it says those who refuse to worship the beast are killed. So if you're out and about and it's time to worship the beast and you refuse, how are they going to enforce that? You know, public places are going to be very tightly controlled. It's going to be a huge police state. People don't want to believe that kind of thing is coming. Wake up and read the Bible. Even the Old Testament prophets said the reason why America is destroyed is because of the rounding up of their civilians, killing them in internment camps. It's prophecy. But then the guys in the churches today are telling you, oh, hey, America's not mentioned in prophecy. I don't know how many times I've heard Hal Lindsey say that or Jack Van Afen. I was like, what? One of them even came out with a video, America, about America not being mentioned in last day's prophecy. And I've got articles with hundreds of scripture regarding America and last day's prophecy. So if there was going to be, let's say theoretics, I'm not saying there is, I'm just saying theoretics, that till November 6th we have silence, and then all of a sudden after November 6th, crap starts hitting the fan for 40 days. Crap's hitting the fan. CERN's opened a portal. There's ugly creatures and beings everywhere. And they would be on the Earth until April for about 150 days. That would be something, huh? hope you got your orgone water ready. Hope you got your areas orgoned, because they won't go into those areas. They're protected. That's another thing that makes them so angry. Because, you know, they sit and plan all this stuff, and they're salivating over being able to arrive and destroy mankind, and they know, they already know that or they won't be able to get into orgone protected areas. Glad to see in the Bible codes. Orgone is a protection for the people. And they're angry. Now, why would this stuff be in the Bible codes if it didn't exist? If it was crazy? If it was ineffective? If it didn't work? Why would it be so dominant in Torah Bible codes about the last days? You think there was a hand behind all this from the very beginning? You think the Father had a part in raising up the Orgone warriors in the last days? He certainly did. It was all by his design. This whole ministry was by his design. And he always has perfect timing. His ways are always perfect. We don't always understand things. I never understood what I was doing back then. I just knew, hey, this stuff works. Let's go with it. I never imagined it would be 2015 and we'd still be here doing it. I never imagined the huge success we'd have with it. I just did what the Father led me to do. I wanted to tear down the strongholds of Satan. You know what? We've torn down about his entire empire. Well, what are they going to do? Hit me with another heart attack? They've been trying for years for that one. And what'd that do? That took me out about 4 or 5 days. They finally got me. They got my heart attack. I had a heart attack. I had a stent put in my heart. Yay. They finally got me. Big deal. I'm still here. We're soldiers. We're smitten, but never forsaken. Never forsaken. Father's always with us. So I'll be watching the next couple of days. I mean, I don't have a Thus Saith the Lord or anything like that. I'm just saying, wow, this is a fascinating time of the year. This is when Noah was put in the ark. And it started to rain. And that whole little phrase about the waters being over the earth, it just strikes me. The waters. The waters in Noah's day meant destruction and judgment. And can you imagine if the waters in our day zoom up 6,000 years, whatever it is? The waters being the judgment and destruction from all this alien invasions that I've been warning about. Granted, it's a little jumping ahead because I really think the sixth seal will take place first, and we haven't seen that yet. The sixth seal is a worldwide earthquake or the great what I believe is the Madrid fault line going off. But interestingly enough, I see a shaking in the codes. I see a shaking. And who really wants to deal with this stuff in the winter months, right? Because it's just now starting to get cold. East Coast, North of America, it's just settling in. It's going to start getting cold, and there's going to be snow and ice. And isn't that amazing? Those are the exact same terms I see in the codes. Snow, ice. So these are winter events. The one thing I've never wanted to deal with it. I know half of America could care less because they don't deal with ice and snow. But the fraction of us who do don't want to have to deal with this stuff. But, you know, we won't have to deal with it because we're going to be taken home anyway. But interesting that the Bible codes are going along daily. You know, I see this stuff in real time. I can see all this is going to happen when there's snow on the ground. And interestingly enough, the Bible codes differentiates between snow and powder. Because the aliens are blasting this white powder on us. And people have been noticing it for years. It's fake snow. And if you put a fire up to it, it's like it turns black. Yeah, that's some kind of poison that the aliens are dumping on mankind. It's not even snow. It's not even real. Some kind of powder. There's powder and there's snow. Interesting, huh? That may even be their attempts at anthrax, you know, because anthrax is only effective for so long before it loses its effectiveness. And if they really thought that they could spray it from air, by the time it hit Earth, it would still be poisonous. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But obviously it hasn't done anything because people have complained about this white powder that's actually just kind of black crap. But it hasn't harmed anybody that we know of. It hasn't become deadly. Maybe it's just another fail on one of their mass murder attempts. Remember they tried it last year with Cleveland? That was hilarious. They set the nuke reactor off in Illinois. And then they set up for this huge snowstorm to come across Ohio and blanket the entire state. And what happened was Father just kicked it all east up to Buffalo, New York. 70 inches of snow they got. It was supposed to be some kind of radiated snow from that nuclear reactor in Illinois. They were bringing it through that portal in Michigan or something. That was funny. In Buffalo, New York, because Buffalo is another term for these ascended masters. So it was quite amusing if you understood all the terminology involved. But anyway, almost time to end the show. It's an interesting month, couple months. Maybe we'll see some action. I can't say we will, can't say we won't. But it's something we can watch out for and be alert of. There's certainly enough ships in the sky and trawlers going around to let you know that they're here and they're up to something. Anyway, need your support, folks. You can send donations to Sherry Schreiner, P.O. Box 531, Carrollton, Ohio, 44615. Till next week, everybody. Y'all bless.